to call the regular meeting Board of Directors of the OCWD for Wednesday, July 1st into order. Will you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, and Director Jung will lead us.
Small meeting. The United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Will the clerk do the roll call, please?
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Sorry.
Here.
Director Jung.
Present.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Sheldon. Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
You do have a quorum with eight directors present.
Very good. Thank you. Are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
There's no item. Any visitor participation, either here or online? Seeing none, moving on to consent calendar, items 1 to 3. What's your pleasure?
Move the consent calendar.
So second.
Okay, I have a motion to move by Director Green and second by Director Wigand. Clerk, please call the roll.
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Wigand.
Yes.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Good. That motion carries with 9 yes votes, with Director Sheldon absent.
Thank you very much. Item 4, public affairs outreach update for informational purposes.
Gina Ayala will give us an update on the public affairs group.
Okay, good evening, members of the board. I'm going to give a brief public outreach report for the month of June. So all the outreach activities that pertain to the district and our programs and projects. First, I want to mention that we continue to do robust education about water reuse, the GWRS, and increasing support for projects like this around the nation and around the globe. In front of you, we placed a can of GWRS water, so we finally have canned water. This is our first time canning water, so it's more sustainable. And we do have about 16,000 cans. So if you want any water for your service area, for any events or programs or projects, please let me know and we'll make sure and get it to them. We did split the cost of this with OC San. So of course they're getting some and they'll use them at outreach events as well. But we're already starting to receive requests from different areas around California and even educational institutions for classes to continue to do outreach. So we are excited about the cans. We also are expanding outreach for water reuse by partnering with, let's admit, Pat, by partnering with other breweries and water agencies to continue to garner attention and support. So we sent water to DC Water and for Washington, DC for the AWW ACE conference, and they partnered with the local brewery and they produced these cans of beer. And they also produced ginger ale. So these were featured at a couple of events at ACE and were very well received. We also continue to do robust outreach of water reuse in the GWRS through our facility tours. So to date, this is from January to present, we have conducted about 111 tours. I looked it up and there are about 125 business days we've had. So this is really great. And almost 2,000 visitors. So I know this number will continue to grow throughout the year. I wanted to mention a couple of our standout tours. So MODOC, they decided this year to invite the poster contest winners and their families to our facility here. And in conjunction with the recognition ceremony, public affairs staff also took the families on tours of the GWRS. So we had more than 160 guests here on June 11th, and they really enjoyed tours of the facility. Another standout tour was of the GWRS, the Engineering Research Center, and the lab. We welcomed the monthly group from Water Reuse OC, and it gave our staff an opportunity to present on some of the great projects that they're working on and share some of our knowledge and findings regarding reuse and operations. And then finally, the other day, John gave a tour to some of our more recent hires. As we know, our employees are our greatest ambassadors. So we had about 15 employees. We try to do this at least once a year. It just depends on how many new hires we're getting in. But that was very well received, and John presented some great information. I also wanted to welcome our high school summer intern who's seated right here, Mari Paz, if you wanna stand or come up with me. So we were, Orange County Water District was really excited to work with Orange County United Way, who assumed the liability and runs this great program. It's a four-week internship program for high school students. So this was our pilot program. So public affairs was the first department to kind of host it and try it out. Tomorrow is Mari Paz's last day, and so we're really sad. She's been tremendous. She's worked about 20 hours or more each week, and she actually did stuff. Like, we have products when she leaves that we're going to use in our educational programs and tours. And so this was a tremendous experience for us. It was an honor to work with you. Did you want to say a few words? I know you.
I asked her before.
Hello, it's a pleasure meeting all of you guys. I'm very excited to be in the meeting, and it's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mari Paz. So Mari Paz goes to Catella High School in Anaheim. So that's Director Meek's service area, and she is a rising senior. And she was interested in engineering, but now that she's gone through the program, no offense to any engineers, but she is now interested in environmental education. And she's going to continue her path, and that may change. But yes, you always have a home here at OCWD if you want to come back in shadow. So hopefully we'll continue this high school summer program every summer. It's a great opportunity because we don't have to assume the liability and manage the program. We're just a host site. But hopefully more departments can do this. So thank you, Mari Paz. I wanted to give the board an update on the multipurpose center. So the board approved going out to bid to have a design firm work on a feasibility study to study the possibility of having a new building on site that would not only house tour guests and educational opportunities and offsite things, but also internal programs, meetings, and training. So we are working with MOCA Systems, Mayhul, Chris, Danny, and I, and we've met, we've taken them on tours. They are hard at work on this. We're going to be coming to the Communications and Legislative Committee meeting a couple times throughout the year to kind of show you the progress and involve you in the process. And hopefully by January, they'll have their final recommendation on the feasibility and what it would cost and what a building would look like and where it would be. So we're really excited to work on this project, and we're excited to bring back some results to ComLeg very soon. For media outreach for the month of June, so we have about 15.47 million. So media reach, what does that mean? It just means the number of unique individuals who read the content. So earlier today, I sent you this. This is a really nice feature of John Kennedy right here in Smart Water Magazine. It's like a six-page spread, an interview that goes over John's leadership and also the leadership of the district on important projects like PFAS and water reuse. And then we have Mayhul here, who was featured in an executive podcast that got good coverage, as well as our R&D department. The digital twin project was picked up in about 10 different publications, so spreading the great news that they are working on. We also continue to have a really robust presence on social media. We have about 22,000 followers across six platforms. So we continue to get the word out about OCWD and our core mission by highlighting our people and projects, by celebrating OCWD and our project milestones, and by capitalizing on social media trends. So here's a sampling of some of our more recent posts. In June, I think just last week, OCWD continues to host quarterly webinars, so to continue outreaching about OCWD and our project. So Roy Herndon was our star webinar host on, I can't remember the exact date, but we had more than 100 attendees. We continue to get online views because we do post the recording on our website. So almost 200 folks have watched it. And this webinar was about the Santa Ana River. And really, he wore his historian role as well as his OCWD role in talking about the history and how we manage this important water supply. Our next webinar is going to be September 1st, and we're going to work with R&D to feature a great webinar. We seem to get a really high participation rate when it comes to highly technical webinars. So we'll continue to do that outreach through our webinar series. And lastly, international outreach. So OCWD continues to get recognized internationally and participate in conferences and programs. Directors Bilodeau and Van Tran attended this, and they're featured right there in the photo below. And it's interesting because we went back and looked at our website. So because of the conference in June, we had about half of our visitors were from Singapore to our website, and half were from the U.S. And that concludes my presentation. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you so much for the presentation. Any questions or comments for Gina? Seeing none. Congratulations to Mary Paz. Massive success for the future. It's all yours. moving on to committee conference and meeting reports. Property Management Committee, Chair Sheldon.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The information is in the packet enclosed on the agenda.
Thank you. Are there any reports on committees or conferences, meetings attended at district expenses? Seeing none. Verbal reports, President's report. I will report also on behalf of President Bilodeau, who is away. But both President Bilodeau and I were privileged to attend on behalf of the OCWD a couple weeks ago with our host partner, actually the Singapore government, Public Utilities Board, PUB, for its biannual international conference. And this year, it was quite interesting. We participated in the CEO Leadership Conference on the very first day, having an opportunity to meet with, well over 31 or more representatives from different government entities all over the world who participated in the conference, and thousands of delegates, including maybe over 400 exhibitors. Anything and everything about water was there at the international conference. And it was, for me as a first timer, was really educational and revealing, having the opportunity to meet with leaders from various other countries and organizations, both for-profit, non-profit, and government entities from, over 30 countries at different levels, and exchanging ideas, as well as learning what their issues are and what our issues are with dealing with water and water management. And that was definitely a very productive and educational opportunity over the four-day conference in Singapore. What I've learned, and this is something I believe President Bilodeau also shared with me as well firsthand, is the impeccable reputation, the international reputation of the OCWD. Although our organization sounds very local, it's Orange County, but I can tell you that many other governments and entities, especially the exhibitors and various other nonprofit organizations that deals with the environment and water issues, know who we are and the good work that we do. And definitely with the GWRS system, the replenishment system that we do, that's world famous. And that's part of the reason why we come back every 2 years to Singapore to participate in this International Water Week. This year's winner happens to be an American professor from Michigan State University, my old home state. And it's definitely a prestigious award that the OCWD was also a winner or recipient of back in 2014. I wondered how much we got at that time, maybe 250,000 Singapore dollars. But part of the award goes for this year, at least, it's because of inflation. The professor got $300,000 for it, among other accolades. But definitely, it's a testament to our staff, our workers, and the employees. And I say this truly because you get to hear that firsthand from people who you've never met and from other parts of the world and from other countries telling me and Dennis that, you know, OCWD, the work that we do and how great it is and really the respect and the reputation that goes with that, with the work that we do every day here is definitely a testimony, and it speaks volumes about the hard work and the level of professionalism that the staff has, being led by President, by Manager Kennedy as well. So, for a recap, there may be folks who will call you, John, for follow up issues and follow up meetings on some of the meetings that we had over there. Thank you. Moving on, General Manager's report.
Mr. Tran, could I also just give a brief report as well?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to echo Director Tran's report. And I did meet with many, many vendors, particularly reverse osmosis membrane vendors at that conference. And I liberally distributed Mehul Patel's email address as a result. So he may be receiving some correspondence. Thank you very much.
Thank you, President Bilodeau. General Manager's report.
Yeah, nothing to report.
Reports from other directors. General Counsel's report.
My report, Mr. President, is limited to the fact that we have two closed sessions, and I'm going to tell you about them now. We have conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. With Mr. Alba as the OCW designated representative and the employee organization being non-represented employees. And then we have one closed session for conference with legal counsel for anticipated litigation for Government Code 54956.9 and one potential case. That recommend recess to closed session.
Thank you very much. And with that, we will recess to closed session now.
Session and during the closed session and also adjourned for the open session. Happy 4th of July.
And say no reportable items.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
No reportable items. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.